Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lounger Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Lounger Radio Club's next regularly scheduled monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 15th. At 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everybody is welcome to attend, and you are not required to have a ham license to become a member of the club. If you'd just like to support the radio club, please come by and apply for membership. Okay, if you would like to pick up be a net controller for a regularly scheduled net, please contact somebody in the club and we can set that up for you. Should a net not begin on schedule, and it's a couple minutes past the top of the hour, feel free to pick up the net on your own. And that would be appreciated by the club. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is.
The repeater ID stepped on you. Could you come back?
ZXN Mobile.
I thought that was you. Andy, what's going on tonight? You on your way to work?
Yes, sir. I don't know what's going on tonight. Having a little picket fencing going on, but I can make you out just fine. Hopefully the same goes in the other direction here. Got 38 degrees, and just watching for deer. There's plenty of them out tonight, but we enjoy the warmer weather, so hopefully that's going to stick around for a little bit, but we'll wait and see what happens. I guess it's time to change, trade in our snow for rain. But that's usually how it goes in spring. That's a good start. So anyway, we'll throw it back to you. Stay 7-3, and everybody have a wonderful evening. W2ZXN, back to you, Jeff.
Okay, Andy. Yeah, you sounded pretty good here. And yeah, that's what they're calling for, some rain here into tonight and into tomorrow. And, yeah. You need that rain for the spring, and you know it also melts that snow pretty quick. So, well, you have a safe drive there tonight. I'm sure the deer will be moving, especially with a warm-up. So be careful. All right, you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening, what's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, Bill, and everybody else on the net. The temperature here is 32 degrees. Temperature range today was 0 to 36. And yeah, we're glad to have a little rain rather than have any more snow. It's that time of the season. Besides which, that spyware plus 4 that I had found on the internet, had spoken to Pete about it, and he said, well, it seems to work fine, and believe it or not, that's the first thing. It got rid of something like 1,059 things with my search dial and all this other crap and everything. Got rid of it, sped the computer up fairly well. I wouldn't quite say it's like a new computer, but it's 50,000 times better than it was, for sure. And it seems to be starting up a little faster now, too, so glad of that. Glad things seem to be working out there on that one, for sure. And I hope we don't have too much rain fine. I just hope we don't have too much more snow. I've got to put in a different woodshed this year and probably put up a carport too. So that's about the size of it. We'll say God bless and 73s for now and 2 PFM clear.
Alright, George, well, congrats on getting rid of all them viruses. Yeah, that can really hamper everything down. I know. It's good to stay protected and keep your you know, keep your antivirus and anti-spyware stuff up to date. All right, George, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up? N5AOW, good evening, Jeff. Oh, took a trek to the city today. We had a couple things we had to do. Picked up new glasses. Went to Harbor Freight. Did a little walk around the building. Picked up a couple of things I normally wouldn't find elsewhere. Worked out pretty good. Temperature pretty good. We had a little sun. Got a little cloudy at times, but it was a good day in the overall. So at least we're on our way towards spring. I'll get that out. But that's about it. Didn't have a whole lot going on really, but had that need to get out, and today was a good day to do it. So back to you, Jeff. KD2AIT and 5AOW. Okay, Bill.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places there. I stop in Harbor Freight a lot, especially during the summer. They have a lot of cheap tools. They're not the, you know, what I would exactly want in my toolbox at the house here, where you know, those tools you need every day. But when you need cheap tools for something like up at camp or something to throw in the trunk of the car for that you may only use, you know, a handful of times in your life, they really come in handy. Plus, they have a lot of little gadget stuff there, like those little solar lights and a lot of little other things you can't find anywhere else. And especially if you're also looking for that one tool you know you're only going to use once, like a big, you know, oversized pipe wrench or something that you would normally never use, but you got the need for one, and you don't want to spend a lot of money. You can get one there, and you know, it may not be the greatest quality in the world or whatever, but for what you need it for, usually a lot of times the price is right. And they have a good return policy, too. So I kind of like that place. I just wish it wasn't so far away. But, all right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in, and spring will come one way or another. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, I'm working again, and got a little tinkering here to do tonight. Oh, a lot, actually. I got to work till about 2 or 3 in the morning here, but that's all right. I don't mind. Get more done at night. There's a lot less distraction. All right, so nothing else here to report. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Andy, George, and Bill for checking in tonight. C-73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Octan currently being held on the 145-17. Are there any stations for Octan with or without traffic?
Says KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
Good evening, Mark. N5AOW. No traffic.
This is 2NBU.
No traffic.
Okay, very good. I have, and I appreciate you folks waiting around for it. A little late here tonight because as Trevor has the net control here, so I was late getting here, but I appreciate you folks waiting around. Appreciate it. KD2AIT, Jeff. N5AOW. AOW, Bob. KC2NBU, Ray. Came in with a double there, but I recognize the voice. And N2WBX, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else rock up? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Are there anyone else wishing to sign in with or without traffic? This is Octon looking for stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octon. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Do appreciate it, and check-ins are much appreciated. And I thank all you folks for waiting around to check in. Do appreciate it. 7-3, because we're a little late tonight. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, Claire. Thanks again, KB2KOJ.